The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're here today and every Sunday at the same time, same station. You're listening to me on realityradio101.com. Wake up is what we intend to do. We want to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and for you to seek a happier, more fulfilling life. Wake up is what we want to do. Raise you to that level for you to understand that you are limitless. The God that exists will exist in you. You have the ability to do whatever it is that you desire to do. And of course, you know, we're all hoping it's for the good. It will better you if you learn to connect to your spirituality and connect to your guides. Seek into your prayers if you want, or meditate to get to your connection. We're connected to the same source. We're connected by the same source. We were delivered here in this existence by the same source. And when we leave, we will have to go back to the same source. We're all one. We're all the same. We want you to understand that. We want you to wake up and realize that what you hope to accomplish is what you set your mind out to accomplish. What you hope to get into your life every day is the desire that you carry within you. You are the entity, the driver. You are the source. You are the kind of person that will make everything happen, but you must believe that you are limitless. You must know that you've got that ability within you. Stand up, take that path, walk to what's going to make your life easier, better, more fulfilling. The worries will disappear. The fear will no longer exist. The insecurities will never be a part of your everyday. You will be confident because you know who you are. The idea is to know, find out who you are. This is why we say, wake up, everybody, wake up. This is a call. If you can hear me, you've directed yourself here. There are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. Where you're standing right now, the position that you may be in, you led yourself there. Wouldn't you be pleased to know, if it's not a great condition that you're in, that you can also lead yourself out of there? Wake up. This is that call. Spirituality is the guide that will get you to what you truly deserve. Your birthright. Your freedom. They can hold the physical body captive, but they cannot hold the mind. Nobody can do that. You are in control of it. What you desire will happen when you see it happening. Wake up. This is our call. This is our radio show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks to all my old-time listeners and the new listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Today, we're going to talk about the most important part of, you know, as a father, most important part of life. So today is Father's Day, as you know, and it is Father's Day here in North America, I believe, and I'm not sure where else in the world, but it's where you acknowledge your worth and what you've contributed and how you are great. I wanted to play a song for you, but unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to set it up and make that ready. So we're just going to tell you about it. Be happy. Be happy. It's Father's Day. Hold up your head. You've done a great job if they're calling you father. You're amazing at it. And this is the day that you recognize it. I don't agree that it should be a very specific date on the calendar. I think it's something that should be on the calendar for 365 days every day when you pat yourself on your back for doing what you have done or what you are doing or the role that you're playing. This is our day. They've narrowed it down to merely 24 hours, but hey, it is what it is. Acknowledgement is always important, but it doesn't have to happen on this day, only this day. It should happen every day. Someone asked me this morning if my children did right by me by Father's Day, and I said, no, we do what we normally do. They acknowledge it, and randomly they'll ask me to come on, let's go out and go get something to eat, or let's go do something, and that to me is a better Father's Day than any other one that you can imagine. Because it's done random and it's not set on this specific day. However, we are here on this very specific day. So happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day around the world. You're listening. Happy Father's Day. Stand up and do your bow because you're proud and you've accomplished something great. You've taken that task of teaching somebody your skills, whatever they may be, and passing them on. But most importantly, you led support. You allow for that to happen. You allow for them to grow. You must know that you were chosen for this job. The children, and this is happening to our spirituality, the children chooses the parents in which they want to be with in their first years of life. So you were chosen. So this makes you special. Somebody had chosen you, the fathers. So this is a great job to have. And if you're doing it, well, congratulations and happy Father's Day. Enjoy the day. And whatever it is that the children may have planned for you, remember that you need to seek behind that, look behind it, and just look at the fact that they chose you. And that will put a smile on your face. Happy Father's Day, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our situation up here with the COVID virus. And up here in Ontario, Canada, where we broadcast from, and if you're here, so we're slowly opening the doors again. And I mentioned that last week. We're slowly opening the doors again, and we're going into what they call stages of open reopening. And we're in one, and they're flirting around with the idea of two, the last time I checked. And we're allowed now to go out and sit on the patio, go hang out with some friends, have a barbecue in the backyard, still maintaining the social distance and wearing the mask and all the other stuff. But it's not as haunting on the radio and media as it has been for a very long time. So we're sort of getting back and hope that this is the last time. We've been shut down three times already, a complete shut lockdown, and we're opening up. And I can see the people out there, they're happy. I see the patios, people are having a pop, and they're enjoying life. They're free. The freedom is coming back, and we're enjoying that. And that's a great thing. And that's where we stand today with that. So everybody, do remember that it is still here. Be mindful of that and still do what you can to protect yourself. All the simple things that we haven't talked about. But do remember to wash your hands and maintain your social distance and all the things that are important. We're still dealing with it. But let's deal with it with a smile, because this too shall pass. Another thing about this is the vaccine. So depending on who you're talking to, they're all for it, and others are not for it, or others are reluctant. They're on the fence, and others are dead set against it. Whatever your mood is or how you take a view on it, we're in a situation where we need to sort of come together on this one. For one, I don't believe we're going to have the choice of saying no at some point and for whatever excuse. And I mean, they may not point the finger and says, you must do this. But if they eliminate all the things that you're able to do to sustain freedom, then you may have to reconsider. You may have to reconsider that decision, because then you're living as a prisoner. And, you know, we're not going to have the choice of going to another country if they say you can't come unless you're protected. Unless you're vaccinated. So you're in a pickle. We're all in a pickle and we're not happy with it. Excuse me. But it is the pickle that we're in. It's a situation that we're part of. I would want to open the show to have people tell us their views on it, but it's not that show. We talk about spirituality and we generally talk about the wellness of others and ourselves and how to create greatness within ourselves and focus our attention and everything that we are on ourselves. So we're basically rebuilding ourselves inside and we're working, and as a better person, we can merge into society. And by that, we can change others by you just being. But first, we're setting yourself up to become. And then this greatness of yours will extend itself onto others. And you will see it grow like a beautiful fungus, if there's such a thing. So we don't talk about the COVID. I just had to mention all of that. If the virus vaccine is intimidating you, we're all a part of this around the world. And it seems as if everybody is going to sort of be put in a position where they may have to get it. I'm not suggesting that they're going to force you to do it. But like I've said earlier, they may literally restrict your movements. And you're living more captive than you are right now. That's not fun. So we have to reconsider it. And think about it and realize that we have a role to play, every single one of us, and we're responsible for each other, believe it or not, because we're all the same. We're all a part of the same thing. We're a group. We're one huge family. Anywhere you are in the world, you're part of this family. Wherever you're listening to this, you're part of this family. You're one member of the family. And the unfortunate thing is decisions usually sway in the way of the family. I just thought I'd say that. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Barrington. I have a book out there. It's called Awaken an Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. It allows you to stand up and learn who you are and live the best life you can possibly live, because you will finally find out, realize that you are the driver. You are in control. You make things move. You make things don't move. When you get that realization within yourself to understand that you're the true entity of your own existence, and you are the boss, and you run this with restrictions by law. But anyway, you take care of the best you and your mind. When you get that realization, that quality of person that will emerge from that will just blow your mind. It'll fascinate you. You will wonder, how did all of this come into this realization? How did this come into the existence? And we could talk a little bit about that as to why we come here to this planet and come here for the fact that we could turn our ideas into something tangible. Because this earth is the place to do that. This is where that was given to me by a friend that I was talking to a while ago. And this earth is the only place that we could turn the thoughts, the spiritual thoughts that we've had on the other side, into reality, actuality. Like I said before, like the chair you may be sitting on right now, it had to have been a thought at some point, or the planes that you want to fly in, or the suit that you're wearing, or the comfortable widescreen TV you may be looking at. It was a thought, and we have this ability to do that in this planet. So part of our existence here was to turn that we thought about into what we can actually see and feel and use. That's why we do it. So I went a long way to say that you may want to think or consider getting your vaccination, because you're working for the team and you're not losing your freedom. It is not what it's about. It's about protecting everybody. It's about all of us wanting to survive. When polio was around, it went through the same things as this one is going through right now. And when the vaccination came about, people weren't happy. But here we are today talking about something that has passed So it worked. Have we got any emails?
Yes, we do. And Fran writes in and says, happy Father's Day to you, Barrington. I hope your day is blessed. That's from Fran. Nick writes in, he says, again, if we pray, who do we pray to? Guides, God, animals, trees? I'm not sure I actually know who to pray to. That's from Nick. Betty says, you stated things happen for a reason. How can we justify when someone gets cancer or a bad car accident or gets shot? Why do those things happen? That's from Betty. And lastly here, Dottie writes in and she says, Barrington, such a great conversation about the vaccine. You make total sense. Think about it. Eventually, things may be in place where if you don't get the vaccine, no matter what the reason, you don't go anywhere and you can't do anything. We should all think about this, even if you're anti-vaccine. That's from Dottie. And stand by. Let's see. And that's it. So, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment or a thought or a question for Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. Yes, Dottie, I feel that it's... we need to explain to about the vaccine and talk about it. And I appreciate you responding to my comment on it. Thank you very much. And again, to everyone, we may not want it, but you're absolutely right by saying that they're going to create a situation where you may not have a choice. And that part, I think, it sounds as if it's going to be a lot worse where you have a deadline to get to it. Or else, which they'll never say. But however, the vaccine is necessary. It's a part of our existence. It's a part of us being here. And I think it's time that somebody if you're not for it, take a different look at it and realize that we are afraid. We're all afraid. It's human nature to be afraid or concerned. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to move through it or you're restricted. So when fear pops up, try to go through that, get over it kind of thing. That's what I had to say, and I hope I explained it nicely for you. Why do bad things happen? Betty. So, you see, for a very long time, we've been confused into what is good and what is bad, okay? Some things that are bad for you may be good for others and vice versa. We don't know what is good. If I ask you if a chocolate cake was good, you might say yes, but the diabetic person might say no. And again, which is right, good or bad? So why do good things happen or bad things happen? Why do things happen? Why do accidents happen? What does Murphy's Law have to do with our existence? When an apple falls off the tree and crushed that bug that's on the floor, was that a plan? Accidents happen. So if we're going to label it with good and bad, we may have a hard time because if it is in favor of you, then so be it. You know, if somebody's trying to kill you and you have to try to defend yourself, and if that means take his or her life, then so be it because you're defending yourself. And this has to do with the fact that things just happen and you have to react to them. Why do things happen? I'll be able to answer that question really, really clearly one day if I can tell you why accidents happen and we label them as such. Things just happen. And the reason things happen is because it is what it is. As simple as that. Things happen. An ice cube is going to fall off the top of the roof and hit somebody on top of the head and cause them a lot of injuries. I don't know that that was planned. Circumstance. I just think it happened. Things do happen. So if we get cancer, it happens. And now a lot of the times we hear that it has a lot to do with how we've lived our lives, what we've been exposed to, what kind of foods we eat, how we treat our bodies. Probably, absolutely has proven to contribute to it. But if you didn't do all those things and you got cancer, then what would you say? Things just happen. We're part of this existence. We're on a big wheel and we roll. We have to be careful all of our existence is like playing dodgeball. We have to dodge the cancer. You have to dodge the illnesses, or you have to dodge the car accidents. You just have to be mindful and be alert and be awake. But I'll tell you one thing I do know. I've avoided a few accidents in my life, quite a few accidents. And the reason I was able to is because I was pre-warned by the guides that guides me. And I at some point was woken up. I woke up in a fire. Something woke me up. I woke up seconds before the car smashed. Something woke me up. So I say all that to say, if you are able to connect to your spiritual guides, it will warn you of what's to come, or tell you, or guide you, so you could minimize. And your confidence will grow. Your strength will grow. But if you are connected to your spirituality, you will be guided. Now, a lot of things that we see and we label it as bad, we don't understand the circumstance. We see it from the physical and we cast judgment and call it murder or robbery or whatever. We don't understand the circumstance, because in order to fully understand it, I mean, according to the laws that we're governed by, we have to, you know, charge that person for what he's done wrong. However, and that's labeling that again, but however, we don't have a choice. We follow the rules that exist for life, and they exist within us, and we are humans, we're in a body, and we're spiritually guided. And you will not be guided to a path of destruction. You'll be guided, for one, to your purpose and the reason you're here. You'll be guided that way and find out who you are, gain your confidence, and lose the fear, and live the life that you're supposed to live. That's what I would say. Nick, sorry, I took a long time with that one, but I had to get things out there. Who do we pray to? You see, there is a higher self. There is a higher self that exists with you, everybody. And when you're talking to your higher self, you call it prayer, some call it meditation, chant, whatever you want to, however you want to label it. But you're praying to the higher self, the human existence, the creator of all things, the Almighty, the Absolute. But you're it. You're part of it. You are a part of that. You're created from that. As you are created, we are physically created from the universe. We're created by that same entity, that same source that governs all that there is, which will tell me that you are that source. I've been told, and I've heard many times, that when you pray, you're praying to yourself. You're sending this message of feel good or good to yourself. You're praying to the higher self. You're praying to that source or entity that you're trying to get to. And this is why we connect ourselves to spirituality. When you pray, and I know it's confusing, you said that in the email, and it's hard to believe, and a lot of it is to do with based on how we were raised and what we were told, that you're completely separate from that source up there, and you have to be kind or be good and you know, follow these rules for that things, because he's watching and judging, which is, I find, very wrong. But you are that source. This is why it gets deep. But you are the source that you're praying to. In a nutshell, and I could have explained it in two words, is you're praying to yourself. All that you hope to accomplish resides within you, and the desire to get to it, it just takes acknowledgement of its existence, of all the tools that's in your back, in your toolbox. When you pray, you are praying to yourself. Friend, thank you. Thank you very much for that. And it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Father's Day. I appreciate that. And thank you, everybody, for what you're doing. And happy Father's Day to everyone again. Happy Father's Day. And thank you very much for the responses. we're talking about Father's Day, and this is what we have to do. Like our Father, our Creator, person that's responsible for us, they've done an amazing job because we're here and we're alive. And we just want the fathers out there to understand that the entity that exists, man, you're the greatest, and you need to know that. And for whatever reason you find a little bit of a moment to doubt that belief, just take a look at what you've accomplished and the acknowledgement that you may have gained. Our time is to wake up. We talk about waking up. We talk about getting up and understanding who you are, to know thyself. It's Father's Day, and I want all of you to make the best of today. Make today one of the greatest days you've had. But remember all of it, so you could apply that to tomorrow and the next day and the next day, all the time, so you could live this glorious moment forever, as you should. Happy Father's Day to everybody, and thank you. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, realityradio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday. We're broadcasting to you from Ontario, Canada. And this is where we live. Beautiful Sunday. Nice day. For those who are going out today to have a wonderful Father's Day event, make the best of it and love the moment that you're in and appreciate everything that is good. So we talk about connection into your spirituality. We've touched on that, and I want to go to the importance of it. And I haven't used the word meditating for a while because when I started the show a long time ago, I talked about meditation, and you've got to get into it. And I absolutely still believe that, but it was a great part of the show, and we wanted people to tap in and connect and learn how to meditate to connect with their spiritual guides and all that stuff. So we talked about a lot of that on the earlier shows. And later on, I realized when we pray, we're doing the very same thing for those who pray. And I've had many letters, questions as to whether or not I pray. And I would say, no, I meditate. But then recently, or a while back, I find out that they're the same. You're making a spiritual connection to your greater self, to the higher entity, to the God that you believe and what you follow. By the way, there's only one God, so we all believe the same thing, that you follow. You're actually making that connection. And the connection that you make is bringing you closer to your higher self. So the connection is what we've talked about in spirituality. Now, the difference is for me on meditation, for those who meditate, and I've said this before, if you are a jar, a contained jar, and inside that jar, the jar has a lid, and everything that's within the jar is you. Everything that makes you, you. When you meditate, you release the lid and you exit from that to connect to all that there is. So there is no more separation. And that's the benefit of meditation. It happens really, really fast. And once you get into living that life, you'll truly understand it. You're just removing the lid from the jar and allowing all that is to connect to whatever's inside the jar. Maybe you've been in there too long and you got a little stale or moldy, but here's the opportunity to open up and refresh and connect to your spirituality. That to me is why I meditate, and it works out really well for me and has done it. And I could do it, and it can be done for those who's been doing it for a very long time consciously, as you don't have to sit still, cross your legs and chant anything. You just have to be present. And the meditation brings you into the present moment, and you could live and be in the present moment all the time. Now you're meditating, or now you've prayed, or now you've reached. But it takes practice. And that's why we talked about the spiritual guides. And the reason you connect to this is that then you're more consciously aware of the guides, and you're more consciously aware of the messages, the don't do's or the do, or you should or you shouldn't. They're more clear. You know, the pendulum that goes swing past your window every 10 seconds, you glimpse it as it passes by. The longer you meditate, the more you're focused on it. Eventually it slows down and bam, there it is. You could see it all the time. And that's what meditation does. When you sit still and you meditate, you'll get a glimpse of something, and you'll get a glimpse of something else. And eventually you'll start to make an image that you recognize or something. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're there. You're living in the presence. That's why we meditate. You try to get yourself into the existence of now, the now, because the now is the only thing that matters. So when we get into our meditative states and stuff, it teaches us how to live in the present moment, in the now. You are in the now. All that matters is now. Tomorrow may never come, and yesterday is just a dream. You can't even chase it. So we have the now. And when you connect to what you believe, spirituality, and when you connect yourself to this great source, you are living in the now. You're consciously aware of the existence of now. That's why we meditate. Try it out. You will not be disappointed. Have we got any more?
Yes, we have a few emails here. You have a fan from someone in your family, Uncle Barry. Happy Father's Day, Uncle Barry, from Keston and Savannah. Great show. That's from Junior. So there you go. You have love all the way around. Annie writes in, Happy Father's Day to you, Barrington. I'm a big fan of your show. I try to listen in every week when I can. Thank you very much for the advice. That's from Annie. Grace wrote in and said, regarding the vaccine for COVID, again, good point that you brought that up. I am against the vaccine. However, as you say, this is the world as we know it now. If we don't want to stay locked in our house forever, you have to bite the bullet and get the shot. That's from Grace. And lastly, let's see here. That's it. Back to you.
Thank you, Grace. You've got it right. Bite the bullet and get the shot. And that sums it all up. I'm not sure if there's anything I could add to that. It was beautifully said. However, we are in this world and we are in it together. And we may not want to do it. None of us wanted to go to kindergarten. At least I didn't. You know, we may not want to do it, but I don't know that we're going to have much of a choice. So the decision that you should be making is, how long are you going to hold out? And what are you willing to pay while you're holding out? Thank you very much for that, Grace. Annie, thank you. Happy Father's Day. Thank you for that. we're having a good time with it. And it's a beautiful day. And to everybody else, again, happy Father's Day, and be proud of who you are and what you've done. Stand up for that. And from Keston and my family, thank you very much for that happy Father's Day request. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting it as you always have. I appreciate that as well. Thank you. And this is your Uncle Barry saying happy Father's Day to you, whatever that means from your side. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. Okay, we're going back on what we were talking about in our spiritual connections and our meditation, our meditating. So you have to know that you are in control of your everything. And very seldom, yes, you've seen situations where people get held against their wishes and they're taken and kidnapped and a whole bunch of stuff. We don't understand that. We don't understand why that happened. We label it on this side as the greed. But do we truly understand the spiritual motive behind it? And I've questioned many of it. I've always questioned, why do the slaves and the masters pray to the same God, but it only seems to be answering one prayer, one-sided prayer? So why does that happen? So a lot of these things, we question them. We question all these things that we do. But you, at the end of the day, you are in control of what happens or what you do. That you need to know. You have to be in control. You have to be aware of the self, that you are in control of it. And you are the entity, you're the driver, you're on the top shelf. So anything that's going to happen to you, for you, ever, it's what you want to happen by your will and your desire. You are in control of it. That's what I have to say. You are in control of it. Now, a clear way to get to that ability to understand that you are in control of it, because you're not just going to jump from where you are today just to flying around. You know, there's a lot of training steps and turns and stuff that's involved, but it's a journey. And every step of the way is pleasurable. Every time you make a acknowledgement or realize something, it's nice. You see your growth. You see your growth, and others will definitely see it on you, see it around you, hear you talk about it. And this is the you waking up. We talk all the time about waking up to get into who you are, to find out the prize that exists for you. And let me just say this at this moment. There's no prize at the end of your journey. Okay? The reward and the prize exist in the journey. So as you take a step to, from one to two, yeah, you'll be happy. You'll make that smile. You'll make that thing. And that's the prize. Just waking up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Wake up. Tap into the source that exists. Get on board. Get on board. And you too will truly realize the greatness of it. Whatever you believe, your religious beliefs, or whatever your however you were raised, it does not have anything to do with the source, with the entity. You get into spirituality, all the rivers leads there, all the religions leads there, because there is only one source, there's only one God, one Buddha, or you know, the head, or whichever it is that you believe. They all lead in the same place. So when you wake up and you take that journey, you want to take that journey, you will soon realize there are people around you who has been preventing that from happening, but you will now know how to maneuver yourself around it. It seems to me, and the reason I think there are people out there, other beings out there trying to stop you from getting into your path, I don't think it's relative to the spiritual side. I think it has a lot to do with this side of the body, where the body exists. Because on the spiritual side, we have no bad. We don't know how to harm or to lie or to cheat. We tell it as it is. On the physical side, when you get a body, then we add things to it. And then, you know, all of a sudden you're going to block somebody's path. If they're getting ahead of you, they're more in line for the promotion that you think you deserve, or they've got the bigger house, or the, you know, you develop this thing called envy. And then you're blocking yourself, or others will try to block you if that's the image that you show. What they don't understand is that you could be so deep into the spirituality, you're so aware of all of it, things come to you so much easier. And by them being critical, they're not allowing themselves. I hope I didn't lose you on that one. I'm talking about somebody who's trying to stop you, prevent you, block you from maybe getting advanced. We're talking about the blocker and why they would do that. But they don't understand why you are doing well simply because you've woken up somewhat and you've understand how things are and you're making it work. Much easier than the blockers. The blockers are blocking themselves, and that's what I'm trying to say. The blockers are blocking themselves. If they're stopping you, or if you are trying to stop someone from advancing or moving on or doing something, you are restricting yourself because you haven't allowed the part of you to see the goodness and the accomplishment or the greatness of others. You are restricting yourself. I've said on this show before, if you're going to dig a pit for somebody, make sure you dig two because you're about to fall into one of them. You're blocking yourself. Allow the freeness and the greatness and the goodness that exists to flow through you. And you too will see why you may feel you're lesser than others. The blockers, you're blocking yourselves. Don't do it. Don't do it. Let the path be clear for everybody to advance on their own and do what they want to do. For all you know, you're blocking that guy that was going to cure the cancer, a person or people, or fix the world or revolutionize the way we live. The objective here is to let people be free. Let everybody be free. And I mean, I'm saying to you, be free in the mind to create these things that is going to benefit you greatly. But for those that are trying to prevent, and we talked about this a little bit, one of the other previous shows, about how we do this and pass this, whatever you call that, onto the children. And they take it into their lives. We talked about that, so we're not going to go into that much. We're talking about where you stand today. If you wake up, when you start to wake up, you bring yourself to the presence. You bring yourself into the now. You live in the now, and everything is real to you right now. There's no planning. There's no need to worry. There's no fear. and there is no time. You are in the now. And that's why we meditate. Thank you very much for listening to The Barrington Show. Today is a great day. Today's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody. We talk about a little bit of spirituality. Today's our show is going to be called Father's Day because I'm talking about it, and I want to keep talking about it because I get this amazing feel to look at all the greatness that's being done and how they contribute. When the family unit holds together and they're tight and that you're playing that role of the stability or the consistency, whatever it is that you're doing, you're doing a great job at it. Keep it up. To all the fathers out there, please stand up and be proud for what you've done. This is how it gets good. Today we're talking about a lot of things, actually. And we're talking about spirituality again and your connection again. And we talk about it. And now I was saying just before we started the show how you become and get on this path. And briefly, I said to somebody that it's if you learn to live as if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Just practice doing that alone brings you on a path that guides you to this place of awakening. So if you're not ready to take that path, practice the don't do it. Don't take it. Don't say it. Stop doing it. And if you practice that long enough, you will see how it will change you, make you more likely to tell the truth or not to say anything at all if it's not, you know, not worth it. And you pick your fights and you don't keep bad company. You just form this source on your own, this entity, and you're waking up. Practice your meditation. Eat properly. That's a very important one. Eat properly. Plant-based food all the way. Because it also gets the mind and it tunes the body. It tunes the mind. And it tunes the body. And it keeps the body where it's supposed to be. And then you could perform at your best when you're there. Mentally and physically. Eat the proper foods. I say this a lot. Just find out which food it is that you're supposed to eat and eat it. It may take a long time for you to change this. Whatever you're eating now, it may take a while for it to change. But if that's your desire and that's your intention, then you start adding little healthier things on your everyday journey. And if that's the intention, inevitably, it will become primary to you where you're consciously aware of what you're doing to yourself. So eat the proper foods and rest. Get good rest on the body, with the body. Give it the sleep that's required. If you could train yourself to go to bed at when your body feels tired and wake up when you're finished resting without the alarm clock or a pill or a glass of wine or whatever it is you use, if you could train the body to do that, then you're following the natural cycle of nature's intent. It is dark or it's getting tired, it's getting late, you should lay down and rest. Okay, you're good enough now. The rejuvenation process starts at around 11 o'clock and ends somewhere after 2:30, and that's where the resting period is necessary. I understand it is hard for those who are on shift work, and I don't know of another time schedule that you could use for the proper rejuvenation to occur through the body. It starts at 11, and it's liver usually first, and it just goes through. And about 2:30 in the morning, if you're up 3 o'clock, man, I'm telling you, you're bursting with energy. You're at your best. If you're a writer, start writing. If you're, you know, you're creative, everything is best. You're brand new at that moment, providing you've had the proper rest. And the body will tell you when to wake up. And at that early in the morning, that's where you could do all your great stuff like pray, meditate, clean the house. I'm not sure what it is, but that's where the energy resides and the better you. And of course, that tank of gas filled at 2:30 in the morning is going to run out somewhere around 10 o'clock at night. And that's also inevitable. So it's a cycle. And if you could train yourself to follow that cycle, then you're doing fantastic without the pills, without the medication, and eat the proper food. All of these things play into like a circle. If you're taking all these dietary products, there's chemicals in there that's going to prevent you from getting into deep sleep. And if you can't get into deep sleep, you're not losing anything. Well, not what you're trying to lose anyways. And it happens in deep sleep. And that's where you have to go. And a lot of the chemicals that you take in the dietary product, they don't work for you. It does. It burns something off, and then the body gets mad and put it back on. So eat the proper foods. Rest proper. Drink a lot of water. Make that your primary source of liquid. Water. Pure water. Not with vodka in it. I'm just saying pure water. And drink a lot of it. Enough of it. And I heard somewhere is 105 ounces, my sons were telling me, for the dads, for the fathers, for the men. And I think a 94, something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but there is a percentage of it. But if you could get enough water into your system, and it's going to work with the system. When you first started drinking a lot of water, you'll be peeing like crazy and getting upset because you have to wake up. But after a while, the body accepts what you're trying to do and works with you and understand that during the resting period, he's just going to have to wait. And so on and so forth. Thank you very much for listening to Barrington on the Barrington Show. I have a book out there, Awaken and Ascension Guide. You could pick that up. I started saying that I didn't finish at Amazon.com, and it's there for you. Also, you could check us out on the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And there's a great bit of stories there, a lot of books. Not books, or a lot of the radio shows that we've done. The book is listed there, and you could just go through and see what we're all about. There's a mission statement that I wrote quite a few years ago, and I would invite you to take a look at it and read it. It sort of goes through the qualities of life that we're trying to accomplish here. It's on the webpage. Check it out, the mission statement, and let us know. Leave us a comment. Let me see what you're thinking about it. But it is designed to create the world that we talk of people, one source, one everybody, one giant family. Is it going to happen? Of course, you have to believe that, so it will. Other than that, we go to battle and trying to get the best out of everybody and let everybody perform and be the best, equally loving the neighbor as you would your own child or the people across the street or anybody down the road that you meet, and you be friendly and kind with them. That's the unity, and you will not have fear of others doing ill things towards you, because we're all thinking of the great goodness and the betterment of other people. We've come to understand that we may never look down on another man unless we intend to help them up. So we speak of this, and I write about it, and this can happen. It's a mindset. If we could get the people that will not see the need for violence unless you're ill and you don't understand, well, that's fine. There goes another accident. But for those who are able and capable of living this innocuous life, it's there. And you'll find things a lot easier for you. Connect to your spirituality is what we talk about. Wake up. So that information is on the website. You can check it out there. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And the book is also listed there, which you could also pick up at Amazon or online, however you do it nowadays. We've talked briefly about our COVID, and we're back into freedom. We're getting a little bit more freedom, and we're appreciating it. We're loving it all. Mainly, I want to tell you, I was talking about the meditation and the prayer and the differences between the two. There is no difference. You choose one. It's like doing a dance. They just do the same thing, make you feel good. So whichever method you use to get there, it works. You're talking about the same source. So connect those to your spiritual guide, because on the way there, you will need some guidance. You will need to hear somebody tell you some things. You will need to know not to go here, to go there. I'll also add that please be gingerly stepping into this, because you can get into it too fast. And it has happened. And I've seen it happen to a lot of people. Be mindful that you're here. In this now, on the presence of this earth, you're being a father, you're being a boss, an employee, a friend, a neighbor. So you have to conduct yourself according to the laws of our society, but doesn't stop you from going into the spiritual world. But don't, you know, you don't want to end up going into it really, really, really fast without understanding. It's exciting. It drags you. It leads you. It guides you, because they're bringing you to a true spiritual life, which they live. They don't know about the physical life. Not at this moment, they don't. They may have had a turn, but at this moment, they are dealing the physical life, the spiritual life, and we are living the physical life. I'm saying all of this to be mindful that you are in a body, so you have to live accordingly to all the rules that exist for us for us here while you have the body, but enjoy the exploration of the spiritual world, because I'm sure you'll find it fascinating and you will become a part of it. You will be a part of that for the remainder of your time. Because once you step in, you're in. You won't want to come back. I'm not saying you can't come out. I'm saying you won't want to come back because you've found a true piece of heaven. And I mean that. You found a true piece of heaven and the existence of earth, which is where heaven is, in my opinion. Have we got anything else, Mr.
Good. Yes, we have two emails. Larry writes in, "Happy Father's Day to you, Barrington." That's from Larry. And lastly, Jeanette writes in. She says, "Hi, Barrington. Happy Father's Day to you. What happens if the vaccine is more deadly to take to some people and be safe for others? Why are we being forced to take this for the life of money? I took the flu shot. And I nearly died from it. What would you do?" And that's from Jeanette.
Okay, wow, that's a big one. Let me say thank you very much, Larry, for Father's Day wish. And thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate that. Okay, so I'm going to go on to Jeanette's questions here. There's a lot of them. And what if? I get all that, but what if? What if you weren't alive? What if we didn't show up here? What if you didn't hear the show? You can't use that as a measurement for the rest of your life. What if? Why don't we just say it is? Because it is reality. It is what we are. And what if doesn't really work anymore or won't work in this scenario, this situation? Because it's here. It's real. You know, we don't know that they're forcing us to do it. I know for sure that they're forcing us to be safe and happy and healthy, and all the scientists around the world. And some are the conspiracy theories. And if you listen to them, you're going to go crazy listening to them, because you're torn. You're not sure who's telling the truth. But you have to use a bit of reality and say, you're here and you've heard the news. And I don't think anybody's out there trying to get us. And if they're getting us, they're going to get all of us. And, you know, what good is that? Then they lose their job. Whatever they're trying to accomplish, you can't wrap them all in. I don't think it's an attack on us. I don't think it has anything to do with trying to put us, you know, under a spell or a chip or anything like that. I think a great portion of it has to do with the fact that we're trying to protect. We're trying to protect. We have to exist. Our human nature, everything about us, is about survival. And if this is a method towards it, by all means, we have no choice but to take it. You had the flu shot and it knocked you down. I'm sorry. All these things are not equipped for everybody's body. I think they're trying to do the best to come up with the best solution. I don't think they're out there trying to say, let's, you know, hurt them. Let's take money. And I don't agree with what you're saying about it's all in the love of money. I may have at some point. I don't anymore. You know, if it's going to make us, if it's real and it's going to make us survive, then so be it. We have to come to the term to understand it is what it is. The flu shot knocked you down, and yeah, a lot of people talk about not having the flu shot. And I personally, I've never had one, and I've been fine, you know. But I will always go back to saying it's how you take care of yourself. If the needle is going to hurt you, or you know, do a lot of damage to you, I think you may have to seek the professionals for that. I'm not there. I don't know how to tell you to react to something that may be bad for you. There's another guy or person out there who can do that much better than I can. But in the meantime, talking about the vaccine and wanting to take the vaccine and it being a part of our existence, what choice do we have but to comply? We can protest if we want, and we can fight if we want, and we can become a rebel if we want, or we could just find the best within ourselves and realize that the human existence is about survival. And if this is the next step, what choice do we have? I hope I answered all the questions for you. I hope I did everything that you were requesting. I know you're asking about money, and I'm not going to talk about that because I can't tell you that it is or that it is not for money. But you live here, and this is a condition that exists here. What are you planning to do? Thank you very much for that, Jeanette. Okay, so we're coming down to the end. I had a good time today. We're all over the place with what we talked about. Nothing main. We just wanted to simply say for you to stay on the right path and to be focused. Of course, we had to say Happy Father's Day because it is a very happy Father's Day. And again, I'm going to keep repeating that to all the great dads out there who's doing a fantastic job as being their fathers. By all means, man, Happy Father's Day. Today's your day. wave it well. If you're getting that big steak done for you, congratulations. If you're getting a tie, well, just hang it on the rack with all the other ones. But the fact that you were acknowledged and being the man, that's all we crave is acknowledgement. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that out of the man's rule, but all we crave is just acknowledgement. And if you are being acknowledged, that's the pay for your hard work or your doing. You know, don't try to envy or try to do anything. But if you're being acknowledged and it is Father's Day, regardless of what it is, like I said, if it's a tie again, or the big steak dinner, the day's out, you're being acknowledged. So I pat yourself on the back, and it should happen every time, every day, in my opinion, but just pat yourself on the back because you're being acknowledged. You exist. If you've got teenagers and they haven't contacted you yet, just, you know what? You were a teenager too. Just let it slide. They'll get to you late tonight or maybe tomorrow morning. But regardless, their intent is somewhere else and they're just teenagers being themselves. I remember seeing a friend of mine years ago was upset because his daughter hadn't called him. And it was Father's Day and it was about 10 o'clock that night. And he was upset. He was very mad. And this is before I had my children. He was angry. And then I said, how old's your daughter? He goes, 18. I said, oh, but Lord, come on. Seriously? You are there, but I don't know if you're in the front edge anymore. Not yet. In a few years, they come back and then they'll make up for the ones that they probably missed this time. So don't take it personal. It is just that. And you were at that mind at that age. So be thankful that you're here now. You're wiser and you can understand it. Don't get bent out of shape if they didn't call you or say, and not just teenagers, anybody, happy Father's Day, because they've forgotten. For us, you may have been thinking about it for 365 days, and in all reality, they were thinking about it maybe last week or yesterday, probably just today. Regardless, you're still acknowledged. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Thank you very much for coming to join the show. So we're wrapping up, and I want to talk about, we had a call a couple of weeks back, and a lady was asking us, asking the best way to for her to lose some weight. And I had to think it over. I had an answer for her, and I hope it worked out really well. But I had to, I don't know if I added that you have to acknowledge what you're trying to accomplish first. What you're trying to accomplish first is the prize or the benefit or the goal is where you need to start. And as long as the bodies understand that. So what a lot of people do is they'll put an image. For example, if you wanted to lose weight, you put an image of a person or yourself someplace where you can see it every day. And then you send in a subliminal message to the body for it to catch on to what you're trying to do. And you would ask if I was to go out and exercise. And before, no, you just acknowledge. It starts in the mind. It all starts in the mind. Everything that you are trying to accomplish, it starts in the mind. So you have to bring that up to speed and get the mind involved in what you're trying to do before you do it. And if it's not, and I hope it's good, a good mind, a good thought. But if it's that's where you want to accomplish it, it's a job. And you have to let the mind know what the goal is. And if you can say a visual, put a visual picture like a post-it or something in your path, the mind is now going to get into the thing. A lot of us, a lot of people who's lost a lot of weight and put it back on, they didn't do the mind involvement because you have to see it. You have to see where you're trying to go before you get there. Like that's why we have a flashlight. You could see your way there, but you have to see it. You have to see that thing in your mind. So I say all that, and I wish everybody else to have a beautiful day. I know I didn't talk much about the non-fathers today because it's not their day. I'm just saying, today's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. And I'm just, you know, we had a call. A lady asked us, what about the mothers? I said, well, there's a Mother's Day. Today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for coming to the Barrington Show. Thank you. And I hope that your intent is to wake up and be realized and see that the life that you live is here for you. Thank you very much. Another time we will talk about another topic. Happy Father's Day to everybody. As we go off the air, we're going to tell you to enjoy the rest of the day and be proud.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.